Okay, anyways, we're on Yivamotav Zion today, so we'll go over a little bit from yesterday's daf, and then we'll go forward. So the general topic we've been discussing is the Gemara is on a hunt for where Essay Docha Lota said the Gemara proved out from tzitzis with Kilayim. And the Torah says that you wear tzitzis even if it's chatneys. That means so Essay is definitely Docha Lota said. So, but the question is, what about can an SC be docha lota so that it has karate with it? That's the elusive target that we've been working on. So the Gemara had an idea that we could learn it from the Bezin when it executes somebody. So if some person's chayav mita before the Beitin, so there's an SC to execute the person, and Shabbos is a lav that has karate with it, right? Shabbos is a lav with karate. So if the mitzvah Torah would be to execute the person, go forward, not with, so then would definitely be esedok lo taseh. But the Gemara says that the Torah specifically teaches me that I don't execute the person. So the Gemara wants to darshan from there that we see that but for that admonition, we would execute the person. So it must be because esedok lo taseh. That's the basic. Yeah, right. That's the basic yisod that the Gemara was saying. So let me just say more what the Gemara is going to say, and then we'll do back in. So the Gemara says, no, the fact that we'll see there's a brisa, the fact that the brisa entertained that we would execute the person is not because the Tana of the brisa thinks that essays docha lota said with karev, is because that the Tana has a kal v'chomer, which is unique to the situation. So it's not because essay docha lota says, because he's got a kal v'chomer. And then that's so that we can't extrapolate anything from there. Okay, that's the basic broad overview of the Gemara that you did and we're going to do in a minute. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, what I said so far? Say again, what? Or what? Or I don't know about stronger, but the Kal v'chomer is unique for this situation. All right, now I'll pick up in the middle of the sugya on Bava Vase. So the Gemara says, okay, it's around 10 lines above where it gets wide and above the bays. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, the Lavan Torah is lo tevaru eish b'chol moshvotechem yom ha-shabbat. Don't kindle fire in all your dwelling places on Shabbos. So the Gemara is bothered by moshvotechem. Shabbos is not, you know, mitzvah that's taluya in Eretz Israel, it's chovat haguf. It's something that applies whether it's chutz la'aretz or not chutz la'aretz. So we need the asterisk. So on Vav and Beis, okay, and so he says, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmid Echad. In one Talmud, had a mesorah from the Tana Rabbi Shmuel. So it says that if a person is chayav misa, so you execute them. Shabbat. I would think whether it's weekday or Shabbos, you execute the person. Umani mekayim, and again, executing somebody will involve malacha. You know, it's interesting. All right, I'll tell you a minute. Umani mekayim mekalemo yumad. What will I do with the pasuk that those who desecrate Shabbos should be put to death? So, how can you execute somebody on Shabbos? You're desecrating Shabbos. B'shar malacha, first to meet the beitin. I'll say that's other malacha. In other words, that the Torah says to execute somebody on Shabbos. And we see Mechala Modiban is talking about other malacha. But this you have a different dispensation. O'eno alafilu mitat beitin. Or, on the other hand, maybe it means that even mitzvah bezin is prohibited. Six lines above where it gets wide, one above and day, 6 feet. This is alafilu mitat beitin is proscribed on Shabbos. So what I do with that pasuk? Let's say the Torah is telling me to execute somebody during the week and on Shabbos. Or maybe it's even on Shabbos, meaning that I will execute the person on Shabbos. So Tamalomar, lo tavaruish b'chol mishpoteichem. Don't kindle fire in all your dwelling places on Shabbos. Ulahalan huomer, but you ilacham lechu kamish b'ladorotechem b'chol mishpoteichem. There's another pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, we're talking about also, you know, executing people of Pitin Torah, and he uses the term b'chol mishpoteichem. So over there, moshvotechem refers to not where you're living, but where you have a bezdin. So here too, means don't kindle fire even in your bezdin on Shabbos. And the Torah says, don't do it. So the basic yisod, just what we said, I'm just repeating myself again. So we think the Brisa is saying that I would have thought if there's a person in Chayav Misa, so we would execute him even on Shabbos, because Eseis Doka Lo Tasa, that's what we think. And then the Gemara says, but the Torah says, Lo Tabar Reish B'Kol Shoteichem, that overrides that cloud. That's the so, all right? So the Gemara says the first wide line on Bavli Beis. So my love, Rabbi Natan, the Amar Lachalik Yetzah. So is it not that the Tana of the Brice that follows the sheet of Rabbi Natan says, you may recall, there's a Machloket Tanoim, when the Torah doesn't specify many Malachot on Shabbos. If you look through the Chumash, very few Malachot are mentioned. But one of the few that's mentioned is Lo Tavaru Esh. So why does it mention Lo Tavaru Esh? It's a Machloket, where Lav Yetzah or Lachalik Yetzah. Is it teach me that Lo Tavaru is an exception to the 39 Malachot, and it's in a category all by itself, and you're not Chayav Misa for Lo Tavaru, or maybe it's the Chalik Yatzah, teach me that just for this one Malacha, you're Chayav the whole shebang, so to each other Malacha. So the Gemara says, my love, Rabbi Natan, Dama L'Chalik Yatzah. So is it not that the Tana Brice is going like Rabbi Natan? So Mela, the Havara of fire on Shabbos would be not Malacha, which would be Chayav Misa for. The Tama of the Kazrach Lo Tavaru. So the reason that I don't execute somebody on Shabbos, because the Torah specifically says Lo Tavaru Halav Hachi Dachi. But were not for that, it would be Docha. So if this is true, then we're home free. We have what we've been looking for. Now we have a source that Essay is Docha, not just a garden variety Lo Tasa, but an Essay is Docha and even a Lo Tasa that has Karik with it, like Shabbos. All right. But so the Gemara says Lo Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, who says the Tana this Brisa holds like Rabbi Natan, the Tana of the Brisa could reflect the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that holds it's just a lav. So it's just a lav, so I'm nowhere, right? In other words, I'm looking for a lav that has karid with it. But with Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't have karid with it. So the Gemara says, Vatevei Nami Rabbi Yossi. All right, so that, let it be, let's assuming arguendo that's like Rabbi Yossi. Emer Dama Rabbi Yossi, Havar Lav Yatzta, Havar Agredata, Havar Debatin Bishop Ptilahu. So even assuming that Havara, you're not chayav kari for, and it's just a lav, like a garden variety lav. But when I execute somebody, why am I lighting the fire? Why would Bezin light a fire? I'm lighting a fire because the person is chayav strefa, and strefa is I burn this molten lead, I heat up the molten lead. So heating up the molten lead is definitely melacha bishul. So even though you're right, so even if we say that it goes like Rabbi Yossi, so for the Havara, so maybe you're not chayav kare, but you'll be chayav for the bishul. V'amrav sheshet mali bishul petila mali bishul samanim. Rav Sheshet said, what's the difference whether I cook spices on Shabbos, which we know is an av malacha in the Mishkan, or I heat up an avar, like a piece of lead, a wick of lead, that eat, and when it becomes molten, is also halacha and bishul, even though it's not a food, but it's still nevertheless, it is a malacha on Shabbos. So either way, somebody's going to be so I'm still good. So that's what we think. So the Gemara says, "Amar Psim Varashi Haytan Lo Mishum Dati Esei V'Dachi Lo Tasa Lo Mishum Demaiti Mikal V'Chomer." So Psim Varashi says it's a nice hesber of the Brisa. You have his whole little pshetel, and he's working with Esei Doka Lo Tasa. But I don't understand it that way. I think it could be a different svar in the Brisa. It's not based on Esei Doka Lo Tasa. It's based on a Kal V'Chomer, as we'll see in a minute. V'Hachi Kamar, this is what Tana is saying. Two lines from the bottom on Vavim Beis. He says, Mani Mekayim Echala Emot Yumad, B'Shar Malach, or Chus Mita Beitin. In other words, what will I do with the Pasuk Mechala Emot Yumad? Those who desecrated should be executed. That's other Malach, or except Mita Beitin. About Mita Beitin, Dachi Shabbat Mekal V'Chomer. But executing somebody on Shabbos, we think, will be Doka Shabbos based on a Kal V'Chomer. So if it's a Kal V'Chomer, I'm out of the picture. Because the Kal V'Chomer is just going to be unique to these fact patterns. The top line is Zayin Aleph, and here's the Kal V'Chomer. Everybody with me? Everybody focused. Okay. Uma avoda shi chamura v'docha Shabbat. I'm not writing up on the, maybe I should do it on a, what? Please do it. All right. Let me say it outside for a second. Okay, you set it up and we'll see. I don't know if the natural marker's still working. It may have dried up already. Let's take a look. Okay, but thank you so much, Jose. All right, let's say. Say again, what? So we usually say which he's got it. He usually doesn't, but the Gemara assumes here that they will be osek and on Shabbos. Okay, so we'll hold that question off. Okay, now let's take a look. Oh, you got it. Okay, so let me say it inside first. We'll come. Okay, so here's the way it goes. We're creating a hierarchy of values. The top line in Zion and Aleph. Everybody think? Means the avoda, which is the service in the Beis HaMikdash, is very stringent. It's Docha Shabbos. In other words, every Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, you're shechting animals, you're doing malacha on Shabbos. So on one hand, here we have Shabbos, right? Here's Shabbos. Then on top of that, we have the avoda. This is somewhat right now, but we'll, okay. So that's the avoda. Let's take a look. So he says, Uma avoda shi chamura b'docha Shabbat, ritzicha docha elta. But ritzicha is from the avoda. Ritzicha means if we have to execute somebody. So the Gemara will explain. It says, let's say I have a Kohen and he's Chayv Misa, which doesn't longer well for the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say he's the only Kohen we have to do a vote in the Beis HaMikdash today. So notwithstanding that, like it's like you got the hook, like in Waterville. You pull away like from the Mizbeach. So Rashi points out, if the Kohen's on top of the Mizbeach, then you leave him. But Me'im is Bechi, in other words, the vote is going to come to a grinding halt because we're going to execute this fellow, not necessarily on Shabbos, but his executing him trumps Avoda. But Avoda is Docha Shabbos, right? So the totem pole, Ritzicha, trumps Avoda, and certainly trumps Shabbos, right? So Shabbos, which is the Avoda, so now the Gemara clinches the argument. So Shabbos, which is forced off because the Avoda, you know, didn't say Ritzicha Docha Otah. So certainly, Ritzicha should be docha. That's what we think the Kal Vachomer is. So the Gemara, again, we had a Braisa. The Braisa entertained the possibility that we would execute somebody on Shabbos. So it's not necessarily because Ese Docha Lo Tase. It's because I have this Kal Vachomer. The Kal Vachomer teaches me that Ritzicha, executing somebody, is more important than the Avoda. And the Avoda is more important than Shabbos. That means Ritzicha is more important than Shabbos. That's why the Gemara entertained that. So the Gemara says, Umay Oeno de Kamar. So then in the Brisa, first the Tana thought that we should execute the person. Then the Tana of the Brisa said, Oeno, maybe it's the other way around. Maybe we shouldn't execute him. And what will I do with the Humat? That's just during the week, not on Shabbos. So Haki Kamar means the Gemara entertains the possibility. In other words, now we're going back and saying maybe it's not Docha Shabbos. Why would I think it's not Docha Shabbos? It says, Kvurt Mein Mitzvah Tokiyah. The Kvurt Mein Mitzvah will slug up this Kal Vachomer. So mate mitzvah is, you know, when there's somebody who's on the ground and there's nobody to bury him. That's a mate mitzvah, right? So Kvur mate mitzvah is going to prove that this lineup is not correct. Shadoch et ha'avoda ve'in docha et ha'shabbat. In other words, the idea is that by Mate Mitzvah, Shabbos is more important than the Mate Mitzvah, but Mate Mitzvah is more important than the Avoda. So that means Shabbos comes out differently than what we said before. Okay, let's see. In other words,
Shabbos is highly important.
Correct. All right. Let's take a look. So let's take a look back on the Gemara. So, right. So, in other words, we only know that Ritzicha is Docha Avoda, but the linchpin of that Kal Vachomer is Avoda is Docha Shabbos. But if the second half is Shmish, then I'm going to run into problems. Okay, let's take a look. So the Gemara says on line 1, 2, 3, line 4. Then the Tana flips over again and says, maybe Kurit Mei Mitzvah should be Docha Shabbos from a Kal Vachomer. So Lakoto, you may remember, Daf Yomi people may remember. So it says in Parshas Naso by the Nazir, it says, Al Nefesh Beit Lo Yavo. He shouldn't be Metame himself to any dead body. Then it says, he shouldn't be metame to his father, to his mother, to his brother, to his sister. Each one of those terms is a superfluous term. So the Gemara darshans makes drashas from each term. So one term, they darshan out that he shouldn't be metame to a mace, but he's metame for mate mitzvah. That's one term. Then the Gemara darshans out that from la'achoto, that if he, that even if he's going to bring the Korban Pesach, he'll be metame for mate mitzvah. So the mate mitzvah will trump his avoda. In other words, he needs to bring the Korban Pesach. If he's tame, he can't bring the Korban Pesach. Nevertheless, mate mitzvah is more important than the avoda. So let's see back on the Gemara. He says, the Hadram are court mate mitzvah, tikcha shabbat mitavachomer. Then the Gemara thinks, this is the way we think in the Brisa, that court mate mitzvah will push away Shabbos from a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Avoda shidokha shabbat. So avoda is definitely trump Shabbos. Court mate mitzvah doche oto. And mate mitzvah is doche the avoda. Because we saw that when he's going to bring Korban Pesach, Meit Mitzvah has priority. Shabbat Shenitcha Mnei Avoda, Eino Din Shteik Tur Meit Mitzvah Doche Oto. So it's like restoring our hierarchy from before. In other words, so Avoda is on top, and Shabbos beneath it, and then Tur Meit Mitzvah, you know, let's see back again. Right. So court made mitzvah would trump everything. But the point is, Avoda and Shabbos are still, Avoda is still on top of Shabbos. But court made mitzvah would push it all, would trump everything. So Talmud Lomar, so anyway, that being the case, that restores our Kavachomer. So Tamalomor lo tavaru. So the Torah says lo tavaru. All right, let me just do another six lines, and I'll pause, and I will summarize. And all right. Let's all focus. Okay. So
So I think that on Shabbos would be the case that the Gemara said maybe not. Maybe make mitzvah will prove that it's not perfect when you said it before. Because we think that make mitzvah will be doped on the avoda, but we're not sure if it won't be doped on Shabbos. The Shabbos will be more important than the avoda. The Shabbos will be more important than the avoda. Beverly Jonesy won't do it. That is more to tell. Maybe.
So the Gemara ends up saying that so we have lo tavaru, which teaches me that I don't excuse somebody on Shabbos. Okay, now let me just do six more lines, and we'll summarize, and we'll go on. Okay, so the Gemara says, let's be back in the Gemara. Now we're on the first line. Words on Lamai Desalik. Lamai Desalik Adaytemi Kara. Now, so that's the way we're going to learn the Brisa. The way I just said it with the Kavachomers. I think I have a Kavachomer. Then I think I don't have a Kavachomer. Then I think I do have a Kavachomer. So the Gemara says Lamai Desalik Mei Kara Daki Esi Daki Lota Set. But in the Hava Mina, I thought we're working with Esi Doka Lota Set. So what did I think initially was the Pshat in the Brisa? The first yes, then no, then yes. What was going on with that? So it says, So initially we know, we think, even though there's a fee of tarik. So I would think that I should execute the person on Shabbos. Then the bride says, oh, eno, maybe not. This is haki kamar. Mani mekayim makalemot yumad, the shor malachot chutz mita beitin. About mita beitin, dafi Shabbat. Mita beitin should be docha Shabbos, dafi esi vidaki lo tase. That's initially what he thinks. Hadar Amar, Amor Dermin and Da'ati Esse, Vidaki Lotasa, Lotasa Greta. Then he thinks that no, maybe Esse Doka Lotasa, that's only by a garden variety, Lav, not with the Lav, Lotasa Shushukari, Mishamad Lai Dachi. But that's good for our question. So the Gemara thought that maybe if it's an Esse and there's a Lav that has Kare packed into it, the Esse is not Doka. So in which case I wouldn't execute the person on Shabbos.
Hadar Amar, Atu Ese, Doche Lotaselav, Lotesa Tamormine, Mikati Ese Vidakile. So the Gemara says, look, when I have an essay and a lotase, isn't every lotase more chamor than the essay? Obviously, the lotase is more chamor. Because lotase, you get malkod, you get mita, you don't get all these horrible things that happen. The essay, you don't have all those penalties. But every lotase is more chamor than an essay. Yet the essay pushes away the lotase. Mali chumer zuto, mali chumer rabba. Well, what's the difference if it's a lesser severity lav or a greater severity lav? In either case, the essay is pulling more than its weight. That's what Gemara thinks. So I should say that the essay is docha. That's what we thought initially. So the Gemara says, Tamalomo lo tabaru. All right, let's just summarize again what we did, and then we'll take questions, and then we'll take comments, and we'll go forward. Okay? So let me see who's here tonight. Okay, nice to have everyone here. Okay, so again, I'm just repeating myself. So so we're on the hunt. Again, the bigger picture is that I have this Gezeira Shava by Yibum, right? Aleha, aleha. That, remember, we said that, how do I know that if there's another erva involved with Yibum, there's no mitzvah Yibum. In other words, every Yibum is involved with my brother's wife. But let's say my brother's wife is my daughter. So how do I know there's no mitzvah Yibum? So the Gemara learned there was a Gezeira Shava. There's one pasuk that says, Ishalach utalo tikach, l'tzror l'galot erva tal l'chayah. Don't take a woman with her sister. And then this is aleha. And there's another pasuk says yavama yavam aleha, where her yavam will come on her. So the Gemara learns gzeir shava aleha. Teach me that just like yibum is ipso facto with the mitzvah, so to the other prohibition, which is don't take a woman and her sister, even in the case of yibum, that's there. So the Gemara says, so why do I need that gzeir shava? So the Gemara says, it must be that we assume that there's an essay even when there's a chiv kari. So where do we know that from? So the Gemara had different candidates it was looking for. The last candidate was by Haruge Bezdin. In other words, if the Bezdin is executing somebody, so every time I execute somebody on Shabbos, it involves malacho. And nevertheless, Shabbos is a chiv kari. But the Torah says don't do it. But it means that, but for the law and the Torah, I would do it. So it must be that essay is over low, to say, the kari. So the Gemara ends up saying, no, it could be that I would think that I should do it based on a Kabbalah Chomer. And the Kabbalah Chomer we had here written with light ink, that we know that Resicha trumps Avodah, Avodah trumps Shabbos. So Resicha trumps Shabbos. That's the idea. And the Gemara says, no. All right, now the. All right, so we're back to square one or square zero. In other words, we didn't get anywhere yet. We're still looking for where essay is dokalota, so that has current involved with it. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? All right, Rafi, go ahead. Yeah, that's what you asked me. So Rafi asked, does the Beis Din gather on Shabbos? Usually the Beis Din does not gather on Shabbos. I assume, though, that it means the situation... I assume it means like this, that the Beis Din convened before Shabbos and then continued their deliberations going into Shabbos and then rendered their verdict on Shabbos. That's what I assume was the way it would happen. That's what I assume the situation. Usually we say Beis Din, it's in Be'ah we had it, right? Daf Yomi people in Be'ah. I think the Gemara learned that it's a getter against writing. We're afraid it'll come to write. But I think once the Beis Din begins to deliberate, so then there's Inui Din, then we have to go straight through to it. That's what I think. Okay. Did you read that somewhere or hear it or no? Okay, so Michael was saying the Beis Din met and then rendered their verdict after nightfall, and so they have to do it the next day. I'm not sure. Okay, all right, any other questions?
What was the problem with, I forgot what the problem was with Tzitzis, learning the essay and the lotase from Tzitzis?
Yeah, no, that was fine. We learned the essay and the lotase. That's an essay that pushes away a garden variety low tasta. We're looking for
a
lot. It's a
few curry,
right?
Right. Okay. Got it.
All right. No, we said that main mitzvah is docha the avoda, and avoda is docha Shabbos. That's what we thought. Okay. Well, wait, say again. Repeat. But that's the $64,000 question. We're trying to figure out. No. In other words,
The question is, does Nate Mitzvah go up here where Rishita is to make it from Kokhma and avoid it from the Sabbath? Or maybe Nate Mitzvah goes to avoid it from the Sabbath and the other way around. The Sabbath goes on top and Nate Mitzvah is in the middle. In other words, the Sabbath trumps Nate Mitzvah, Nate Mitzvah trumps the Sabbath. And this sequence definitely is correct. But there's another sequence that, okay, let me go further on the good way. What do we think? Okay, so now let's take a look. So we're up to Ella. Okay, we're on midway down the column on Zion and Aleph. Everybody with me? So the Gemara says Ella Itzrich. Itzrich means I need the Gzer Shava of Aleh Aleha, which we had a number of days ago, which with Yibami of Aleha and Yishalach Kolik Tatlasur, Likalo there, but a little, yeah. So Saka the Kamina Tevehai Eshirah, the Barshia Bakal. So the Gemara gives up. The Gemara gives up its effort to try to prove that Essay is Doka Lotas, that it has a Chiv Karet in it. So most Rishonim take it that that's not the case. So Essay is not Doka Lotas, that it has Karet in it. And Rashi has, like, in one narrow situation where it would take place, that's the way they had in the art scroll. But we're looking for a different Svara, why I need this Gezeirah Shavah to teach me that there is no mitzvah when it's one of the arayot. So the Gemara said, why would I think there is a mitzvah with one of the arayot? So the Gemara, refers to a different one of the hermeneutic principles. So El Itzri Tatlamina Tevei Hai Eshadach. Eshadach is my brother's wife. The Varshi Abakla, we have some clay lumay, lumay not so yet, salamay, pulal koy yet so. In other words, something that was in the general rule is all arayot are prohibited. And then in this case, the Torah comes and teaches me it's permissible, right? In other words, the Torah says, don't have relations with any arayot. And we said that for each person, there's 21 arayot, but in this case, with his brother, there's only 15 arayot because the brother couldn't be married to six of them. So, but nevertheless, the Torah here is saying that in this case, there is a mitzvah. So normally prohibited is a mitzvah. So there's a klal that anything that was in the general rule, and now it goes out of the general rule, it's not only teaching on its own situation, it's teaching on the whole general rule. The Tanya, we'll see in a minute, and we'll learn the Brisa. Tanya, the Barshe Baklavia, Samach Le Bakule, Ketza. Now, the Gemara gives an example of how this rule will work. But now, the Gemara is going to say that there are psukim in Parshat Emor that you can't eat kachim when you're in a state of tumah. And then this week's Parsha, Parshat Tzav, it says you can't eat a korban shlamin when you're in a state of tumah. Okay? So he says, he says, you get karet. Shlamim is one of the kachim. Why is shlamim in a category all by itself? Like to compare to it, just like shlamim or kachim is be'ah, kachim that go on them is be'ah, af kol kachim is be'ah, kesu kachim be'ah kabayet. So it means only kachim is be'ach, not kachim be'akabai. Kachim be'akabai is like the general contribution to the base of Mikdash. Kachim is be'ach are things that are being offered, on the mizbe'ach. In other words, I could contribute my animal to the base of Mikdash just for, upkeep, sell it or do things like that. This is for a korban. So he says, so hakanami, the Gemara thinks. Now here the Gimel Lebach has hakanami, habamina. Yeah, habamina, that's the way he has it. Not ha, but habamina. I guess it's the hay and the olive. Slashes between the hay and the olive is the way the Bach has it. Hachanami habamina, eishadash b'chlal po arayot haitoh. I would have thought that my brother's wife is part of all the arayot. Lama yatztoh, so why is it leaving the general exception? L'hakishela, in other words, so you should compare it to that. L'mar l'cho, ma eishadash sharya, just like eishadash, in other words, my brother's wife is normally off the table. And nevertheless, but here the Torah is matir it. So, and the Eshadach is prohibited even when my brother dies. I mean, the person that has a brother and they die, then there's kids. The Eshadach is still prohibited to you. It's in perpetuity. You can never marry your brother's wife. So he says, but the Torah here, we think, permits it. That definitely does. Of course, so maybe I would think, using this principle, the Gemara thinks, that all arayot are permissible in this situation. In other words,
once the Torah comes, the Torah normally says, don't marry A, B, and G, and A. But then it says, in this case, marry A. So we think, in this case, marry A, even if A is also B, C, D, E, F, or G, or A, H, or I. You know, that's what we think. So the Gemara says, me, dami. So if that's the case, then we haven't found where Essi's Dokalota, so they should be karate, but we have a way to understand why we have the Xer Shava. In other words, so the Xer Shava is coming to teach me, don't say this. Even though the rule would say, do say it, the Xer Shava teaches me, don't say it. Aleh, aleh. So the Gemara says, me, dami. How are those cases comparable? Hatam, klal, b'isr, prat, b'isr. The case that you gave me, in other words, we said, call the Barsheva Klav, the Asama Klalamed, the Asama Klalamed, the Klav Kul Yatzah. So by the Korbanot, all the Korbanot are not allowed to have a tumma. And then says, Shlamim don't have a tumma. So he says, Hatam Klav be Isur, Prat be Isur. The Klav is Isur, the Prat is Isur. Hatam Klav be Isur, here the Klav is Isur, don't have any relations with the Arayot, who Prat be Heter. The prod is a hector. That's not an application of the rule that we said. It's a totally different. I will see it's a different rule that applies here. Halo dami, what is this case similar to, or what's the appropriate hermeneutic principle to use in this case? Everybody awake? Gabriel, you still awake with us? Okay. So the Gemara says 10 lines to the bottom on Zayin Aleph. Halo dami, el devar she'abakal, yesteli doma devar chadash. It's a case where something that was in the general rule and went to in a different situation. In other words, something was part of the general rule, but I see different dinim for it. So it's all by itself in this new category until the pasuk brings it back. We'll see an illustration, which I think will help explain. That it will be the Yibam case, right? He says, the Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, something was part of a general rule in the Torah, and now we see different halakha would apply to it. I can't stick it back in its original category. Unless the Torah says specifically goes back. Kate said, what's an example of that? So this is talking about a Mitzorah. So Mitzorah has to bring, when he's going through the Torah process, he brings several korbanot. So he's going to shech the kevis in the place that he shechs the chatat and the ola in Koma Kodesh. Now the kevis is for Nasham. The Hasham is just like the Chatat. Says, those words are not necessary. In other words, the Hasham and the Chatat are both Kachi Kadashim. The Hasham and the Chatat are both Shech, the northern part of the Azara. Why does the Torah say that the Mitzorah's Asham is like a chatat, because the asham by the mitzvah is like you said, like a yotze dofen. It's a sug by itself. That with the avoda, so the kohen puts blood on the mitzvah's ear, his thumb, and his big toe when he stands in the entranceway to the azara. But that's unique to the asham of the mitzvah. It's not true by any other korban. It's just the asham of the mitzvah. So that's called the varshia b'klal. It's how they done with the Barakadash. Something was part of an original group, the Asham, but now I see the Torah has different rules for it. So I think it's in a category all by itself. I don't know what's doing with it. It's in a minute. He says, Bavoni Yadavon Regal Yamani. Yecholo Yehei Taun Mach Tami Vemurim Legab Mizbeach. I might think that the blood of the Asham should not be applied to the Mizbeach. I might think that the Emurim are not burnt on the Mizbeach. I see the Asham, it's got totally different rules than any other Korban. So that's called the Baruch Shia B'Klal. It was in part of the Klal of Korbanot Hashem. Yassal Lidon by the Baruch Hadash. But now we see the Torah puts it in a different category. So that's in that new category till the Torah says put it back in the original category. So here we have a Korban Hashem. Korban Hashem is actually the northern part of the Azara. This Korban Hashem blood is applied to the Mizbeach. Korban Hashem Emura offered on the Mizbeach. But now I see the Torah says apply the blood to the ear, the thumb, and the toe of the Mitzora. So where does this come from? So maybe it's a different category. Maybe it doesn't have blood applied to the Mizbeach. Maybe it doesn't have the Emurim offered on the Mizbeach. So turn page on the top line on the Zion base. So top line. So Tamil Lomar, Ki Cha Chatat HaSham Hu. That just like the Chatat is the Asham. In other words, that those two are equivalent. Ma Chatat to Una Matan Dami Emurim, the Gabi Mizbeach, just like the Chatat has Dam and Emurim, you know, the Emurim offered on the Mizbeach, So that's an application of the rule. That's a good application of the rule, of the rule we just did. The Loa Hadre Kra, and had the Pasuk not said, put it back in this original category, saying, Chatat HaSham, the Sham is like the Chatat, he says, Havamina, Lomai de Nafak Nafak, Lomai Lo Nafak Lo Nafak. So I would have said, the things, I don't know, like, the our school translation, I didn't know 100%, but Lomai de Nafak, that those things that Torah says are unusual, you do by the Asham, but Lanafak is like the Tziotze, and otherwise not. So, but in other words, so again, the rule is anything that was in the Klal, and then Yasam in the Klal, you know, Lamed, but it's having done with the Baruch Hadash, it's part of the Klal, and now it has a different set of rules. So we're going to take it to different categories, it's separate rules, unless the Torah says put it back in its original category. So by the Mitzorah, the Asham, it has its own set of rules, so I'd say it's different parsha. You know, no blood on the Mizbeach, no matani murim, but the Torah says kachatat Hashem, it's like a kachatat, so it has that way. So Hakanami, let's go into the kill now, line 5. Hakanami, Havamina, Eshadach, Dishtarya, Ishtarai. So here too, a proper application of the rules is, I would say that Eshadach, which the Torah is matir to you, that's a different sug. In other words, every will you write are prohibited. But here the Torah says Eishadach is permissible, so I would say Shar Raya Lo, the other Raya not. That's what I would have said. That's an application of the rule. In other words, if the Eishadach is leaving the general Klal, and that's permissible, and the other Raya stay where they are. So we're still at ground zero. We haven't figured why we need this Gezeirah Shavah. Okay, let's just summarize again what we did, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so we're trying to figure out, why do we need the Gezeirah Shavah Aleh Aleh teaches me that that even if it's a yibum, I can't marry my wife's sister. Even if my brother was, and it was two brothers married to two sisters, and then the brother dies, so I can't marry my wife's sister. So the Gemara says I need to have a lala. So the Gemara says, oh, I have the answer. It was, so we gave up on the other line of we were pursuing. So the answer is that I would think it's called the Bar Sheva Klal. So I would have thought something was part of the general rule, and now it went and has a different set of rules. So everything else is also with that. So just like Eishadach is permissible, my brother's wife is permissible, normally prohibited. So too, under these circumstances, all the Arayot are permissible. That's what I thought. So the verse is here. So it's a great Svara, but it's not an application of the rule. Because the rule is that, again, it's like with the Klal was the Isur and the Prat was the Isur. So then the Prat is teaching me something for the whole Klal. But by the Korban Shlamim, so the Klal is the Kenny Korbano in the state of Tuma, Kenny Shlamim in the state of Tuma. Yeah, that makes sense. So it's teaching me a rule for the general Klal. Here it's the other way around. The Klal is don't have relations with all your Riot, but Eishadach do have. So it's instead, it's this rule that we just did. So then under those circumstances, it's totally out of the rule unless the Torah says put it back in the rule, but not that anything else is permissible. Okay, so who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything with this so far? Yeah, chop, chop. Wait. So we're trying to find a svara that I could marry my daughter, and then I need the Gezeirah Shavah to override that. But so far, we're not there. We haven't found any sorrow why I would think that I'm allowed to marry my daughter. Right. Okay, everybody good? Everybody happy? Okay, good. Okay. You're happy. You're happy. Your nefesh is happy. Okay, let's take a look back on the Gemara. All right, so the Gemara is... Okay, so let's take a look. So now we're on line 8 or so. Ella Sakadai Tachamina, everybody with me? Okay, so Ella, we know what Ella means, like a new start, new paragraph, yeah. Ella Sakadai Tachamina, I would think, Teiti Bame Matsinu Me'eshadach, Ma'eshadach Miyabma Af Achori Shatit Yabim. So the Gemara, and we don't understand this question initially, but the Gemara thinks that maybe I should just compare it to Eishadach. Now, we just said that Eishadach is in a category all by itself. I'm not going to compare the other Arayot to Eishadach. But Gemara thinks maybe one of the Arayot is so similar to Eishadach, so then we can analogize to it. What's most similar to Eishadach? That's Achor Isha. In other words, my wife's sister. So maybe those two are really similar, And maybe what's true by Eshrach could also be true by Akhorisha. That's what we think. So the Al Sakhna Taiti Bamatsin may Eshrach means compare. My Eshrach Miyama Akhorishat Yabe. So according to this, the Havamina would only be that that Eshrach would override it, none of the other Araya, but we'll see. The verse says, Midami, how can you compare those two cases? Hatam Khadisura, Hakatre Yisurai. So, but by Eshrach, there's one Isur. But by Achot Isha, there are two Isurim. In other words, if my wife's sister is married to my brother, there's two Isurim involved. One is Eshrach and one is Achot Isha. So, in other words, you want to analogize it and say, just like this, like that, but the case, the situation is clearly different. Again, my wife's sister is married to my brother. Right. So one brother dies, and now his wife's right. So the Gemara says, "Ma'u detema." So the Gemara says, "Not a problem." Ma'u detema, whole ishtari ishtari. Maybe we would say that once one isur is being vacated, so all isurim are being vacated. So the Gemara takes it, and I was discussing this with Rabbi Sibalovsky today, but it's like a building. It's like you have the foundation of the building, you know, and you can, I don't know if you can see it. It's the building for the Zoom people. You take out the foundation, everything collapses. So all the isurim that are built, once I take out that initial isur, all the other isurim go by the wayside. That's what we think. So how do I know that? Hold ishtari, ishtari. So I want to get to a certain amount of Gemara and tomorrow's stuff, okay? So be patient with me, okay? Because I don't like to leave these things hanging. It gets very difficult to repeat everything again and again, okay? So the Gemara says, hol bishtari yishtari. And when I tamer the meaning, hol bishtari yishtari. Where do you see such a svara that we say, once it's permissible, like once I have the green light, everything becomes permissible? The Tanya. So now we're on the hunt for hol bishtari yishtari with a view towards making it a mitzvah to do yibum, even with Achot Isha. Not everybody, but even Achot Isha. The Tanya, we learn the Braisa. Mitzorah Shekal Shmini Shlo Be'erva Pesach. You have Mitzorah who's going through a Tahara process. Remember, he's got the birds, and then he's got the body shave, another body shave, and the mikvah. And when he's done with everything, he has to bring korban out. So until he brings the korban, he's Mechusar Kippurim. He has a residual amount of Tumah on him. And the way Rabbi Slavsky said, he's like a shlishi of the Tumah. And he can't eat korban out till he brings his own korban. And the korban out, we mentioned the korban out. The three of them. So now, what if his eighth day, which is the day that he's going to bring the korban out, is on Erev Pesach, and he wants to not only bring the korban Pesach, he wants to eat the korban Pesach at night, which is okay, because he's lined up to do that, and he'll be okay. And Aftzalakis, he sees carrying on that Erev Pesach. So now he's coming with Tabal, but then he goes to the mikvah. So now, as about carrying, he's not allowed on the Har Habayit. Now, the Mitzorah, he's allowed on Har Habayit. He's not allowed on the Azara. But the Baal Keri is not allowed on Har Habayit. So now he's put a court in a difficult situation because now he can't even look for it. We'll see. So the Gemara says, Barak Keri Goba Yom Tov. Please, one second. Please, wait. I need everybody muted. Somebody unmuted themselves. Okay. So he says, V'tabal. So Amru Chachamim, the Chachamim teach us, Afa Pishen Tvul Yom Acher Nifnas, even though no other Tvil Yom is allowed to enter the Har HaBayit, Zen Nichnas. This person, this Mitzorah, who's about Kari, can enter Har HaBayit. Mutav Shivo Esei Shish Bo Kare. Because on the one hand, we have an Esei Shish Bo Kare, which is the Korban Pesach. He's under, you know, a positive, you know, imperative to bring the Korban Pesach and then eat it. Yidcha Esei Shein Bo Kare. It'll be Docha the Esei that doesn't have Kare, which is Vishalchum na Machaneh. We have to send out from the Machaneh the people who are Tmeyim. But Am Reb Yochanan, Yivar Torah, Afilu Esei Leite. Reb Yochanan explains that on a Deraisa level, there's no Mrs. Esei that he can't enter Har Habayit. That's really a Din Rabbanan. Meaning on a Din Torah, he can't enter the Azara, just like the Mitzorah. But on the Rabban level, he can't enter Har Habayit. Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Vayamod Yehoshaphat, Kal Yehuda, Lefnei HaTzer HaKadoshah. This is talking about when they were facing a lot of enemies, the Yehoshaphat had everybody being mitayer themselves. And it says he stood lefnei hacher chatzer hakadasha. He stood before the new chatzer in the base of Mikdash. My chatzer hakadasha, what do you mean new chatzer? What's new chatzer? So Amar, and the Sadi corrects the Rebbe, I'm a Rebbe,
shechitshu ba dabar. It doesn't mean it was a new chatzer. It means they were mechadish different halachot. The amrut full yom lo yikenes to machane leviyah. They said it's full yom, but now on can't enter machane leviyah, which is the harabayah. But amar ula matam. So now, but naniach that on a deraisa level though, he's not allowed to enter the azara clearly. So why is it? So, but nevertheless, now when he comes up as a mitzora, he's going to stick his thumbs and his toes in the azara of the Beis HaMikdash. That's part of the Torah process. So how are we permitting him to stick his thumb and his toe into the azara? So mitzora, the rules are relaxed. The Torah says for the mitzora, we're going to do it. But how do I let a Baal Keri do it? Now he's not only mitzora, but he's also a Baal Keri. How do I relax the rules for a Baal Keri? So v'amar ula matam, hol hutram l'sarato. So Ula says, since it's a hetter for Saras to stick his thumb and his toe into the Azara, mutar lekeruyo. So it's also mutar for the carry. That's hovil b'ishtari ishtari. That once, like the major Easter is permissible, so all the ancillary Easter fall by the wayside. So to hear what the Arayot would want to say, once the major Achot, you know, Eishet Achoto, so too Achot Ishto is permissible. So,
but here
so,
you have a korban, you have a Pesach Sheni as a possibility here.
No. Remember, Pesach Sheni is for the people who it's been made, right? He's a Mitzora, right? Okay. Anyway, let's go further. Now the Gemara says this on the bottom line on Zion Mubeis. So the Gemara says, Mi Dami Ula. Is this really comparable to Ula's case? The top line of Tenaman Aleph. He says, Tena Chechet Nasa Mei, B'Charkach Nasa Choy. So we're the maid. Let's say that we can name some brothers, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben is the brother who dies before Shimon. So and they marry Rachel and Leah. That's the case. So Reuben marries Rachel, Shimon marries Leah. So Tena Chechet the Nasa made Bafarka Pasafai. So if Reuben got married first, so then that makes sense. The Migo Dishtari Easter Ashadach, Dishtari Nami Easter Achorisha. In other words, the first Easter, it was Rachel, she's my brother's wife. Then Rachel becomes also my wife's sister. But the first Esau was my brother's wife. Again, let's go over. In other words, in the chronology of events, first Reuven got married before Shimon. So Reuven was married, Shimon is not married. At that point, as Shimon looks at Reuven, what is Rachel to him? My brother's wife. Then Shimon liked the family so much of his sister, he marries Leah. So now at that point, she's also Achorisha. But the first Easter is his brother's wife. So once the brother's wife is pulled out, so then everything, like the part of Dex. Right, everything. Right. Okay, you're on the roll. Yeah, that works out. That case works out well. Line 3. Elo Nasachai, the Farkat Nasameh. But let's say it's the other way around. Let's say Shimon married Leah first, and then Reuven married Rachel. So the Easter Achorisha caught him. Then the prohibition, the foundation is building now is Achorisha, is my brother's sister. Bafilu Hachi, in other words, it was Rachel to Shimon was Achorisha. Bafilu Hachi, Nasameit Nami. Bafilu Nasameit Nami. And even if even in the case, so that case doesn't fit in so well for Hovil Bishtari Ashtari. Because Hovil Bishtari is the first Easter is pulled away, so all the other Easter fall by the wayside. Here, it doesn't work out so well because the first Easter is Achorisha. And then it says, Ba'afilu Nasameit Nami, and even if Reuven married first, Tenechecha the Nasameit, Umeit, if Reuven married Rachel, and then Reuven died, Ba'charkach Nasachai, and then the Shimon got married to Leah, even though he's violating the halacha. That would be, remember, Shimon is marrying Achot Zekukato. Shimon will be married. Once Reuven dies, he has a Zika with Rachel. And then notwithstanding that, he marries Rachel's sister. So that's an Aveira. But he marries Rachel's sister. So there was a point in time where Rachel was permissible to him in Yibum, and then things added up with it. He says, the Chazile de Bene Bene. It means like this. In the case with the Mitzora, on the morning of his eighth day, he had a green light to enter the Beis HaMikdash with his toes and thumbs. And then he became a Baal Keri during the day. So that's the model. He says, Ela Nasameit Velomeit, but if Reuven married Rachel and didn't die, but Charkach Nasachai, and then Shimon marries Leah, Lo Yichazi Leiklal. So there was never a point in time where Shimon had a green light, totally in the clear, to marry Rachel. Nila Modi Ula Shimra Keri Balel Shmini. Wouldn't Ula agree that if the Masorah sees Keri on the night of the eighth day, Shemachi Sadav Labahonot, so it's Sabashashi Ruila Diva Korban. In other words, in Ula's case, there was a point in time where he had a green light to go forward with the Korbanot. But and then he says, hold the Ishtar Ishtar, then something came up and then added on to it. So we'll let you go. But where you saw Keri the night before, we're not gonna let you go. So here with the two brothers, so we're running into problems left and right. So one is if Shimon marries first, I got a problem because that's the first Yisur. But even if Reuven marries first and then Shimon marries, so but there's never a point when Reuven's wife is totally permissible to him. In other words, if Reuven would marry Rachel, then Reuven would die. Then Shimon at that point is permissible to Rachel, but then Shimon marries Leah, even though he violates the halacha by marrying Leah, then so I have a green light, and then I have like a red light. But so it's questioning. Well, we'll say hold your star, every story. Okay, let's see back from the Gemara. Let me just do a few more lines, and we'll summarize. Okay, are you okay or not? Oh, all right. Ella ki itzrich aleha. So the Gemara says, when do we need aleha? All right. So again, all right. Let's just summarize this. I need everybody to focus. Okay, everybody focus. It's difficult because we run out of time at this year. Okay, now we're looking for a reason, a plausible reason, why I would think that there's a mitzvah to Yibam, even if it's my wife's sister. That's what we're looking for. So the Gemara thinks that the plausible reason would be because we have a klal in halakha, kevan to ishtari ishtari. Once the first Yisur becomes vacated, all other Yisurim become vacated. That's what we're looking for. So the case that we saw that is by the Mitzora. So the Mitzora on his eighth day, he has a heter to stick his thumbs and his toes into the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah specifically teaches me. And let's say he becomes Valkeri. So what heter does he have to do it now? And he's pressed because he wants to perform Pesach that night. But the Gemara says, Heichad Ishtari Ishtari. Once he has the green light for the Saras, he has the green light for the Valkeri as well. So the Gemara wants to say the same thing with the two brothers, that once I have a mitzvah to marry my brother's wife, which is what normally an erva, so all the other Yisurim that attach to it become vacated. Akodi or Akodisha becomes permissible, right? Not all the other Raya, but Akodisha, we think. So so the Gemara says, yeah, but that doesn't really match up necessarily with Ula, because you're right. If Reuben married first, then Shimon. So we think that Achod, Eshet Achod To, Eshet Achiv came first. But if Shimon married first, then the first underlying Esur is two sisters. In other words, Rachel becomes prohibited to me before Reuben proposes to her because it's my wife's sister. So then we wouldn't say Hey Fidishtari Shtari. And then the Gemara says, and even assuming arguendo that Reuven marries first, I'm still going to run into a problem if Shimon marries before Reuven dies. If Shimon marries before Reuven dies, there was never a point in time where Shimon had a green light to Yibam with Rachel. The only way it works is if Reuven marries Rachel, Reuven dies. At that point, Shimon is permissible to Rachel, and then Shimon, in violation of halacha, marries Leah. Then you could say hol b'shtari yashtari. Otherwise not, because even Ula admits that the only way it's Ishtari Ishtari is the Mitzorah on the eighth day had a green light to the Avoda to bring his thumbs and his toes into the Azar. But then he had Keri later on the day, not if he had Keri the night before. So this whole Hezber is falling by the wayside. So it's not cutting it. Okay, let's see a few more lines in the Gemara. Now, so the Gemara says, Ella, with me? Okay, on the 10th line, 15th line. Ella, ki itzrich alea heichat nasamei, umeit, so the Gemara's first answer is, I need the Gzeir Shabbah for the narrow case where my brother married Rachel, then my brother died, and then Shimon married Leah. That's the case we need the Gzeir Shabbah. But the Ebait Ema, that's really not the case that the Gemara is really after. So The Amar Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Tamer, Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Shua, Mark Prochi, Folashay, Sunny Quota, Vorel, Ben Nifertu, Hukshu, Paul Raya, Kulan, Esherach. There's a hekesh between Esherach and all the Arayot. It says at the end of the Parsha, in Parsha Acharimot, that anybody who does any one of these Arayot, any one of these offenses, will be Chayav Kare. So it's linking all the Arayot one to another. So once I see the Torah's Matir, Esherach, I would think the Torah is matir all the arayot. Ma ishnaf sharya afloray nami sharya. Tav rakman aleha. So the Torah writes aleha. All right. Let's just summarize again what we did, and then that'll be it for today. And we're just out of time. Okay. So again, we're looking for a svara or a reason why I would think that a person is permitted to marry one of the arayot other than ishnaf. So the Gemara thought we have this klal heichad ishtari ishtari once. It becomes mutar, everything is become mutar, but there are certain klalim with it. So the Gemara has a narrow answer and then the broader answer. So the narrow answer is, I need the Gzer Shava, where my brother married Rachel, then the person's brother died, and then at that point, Shimon married Leah. So then, under that narrow fact pattern, there was a point in time when Shimon was permissible to Rachel, and then Shimon added an Easter on it. That's comparable to the case of Heichad Ishtari Ishtari. And that was stating that the Torah says, Allah, Allah, tell me. Or the other answer, which is really like the better answer, is that there's a hekesh with all the arayot. All the arayot are linked together. So once I see the Torah's matir eshanach, it's reasonable for me to assume the Torah's matir all the arayot in the getter of Yibum. So therefore, the Torah overrides and sells out. Okay, I don't have time. I got to go. No, that's a whole different. The convert, you're not related to anybody. Okay, all right. I mean, so I don't know.